Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, January 21st, and it was a cold day out there, but we did have a good amount of sunshine, and it was a big improvement from Saturday when temperatures struggled in the 20s. Now, we're going into a work week that's going to have quite a different pattern and quite a different feel to it. We've got high pressure and troughing over the Northeast right now, but we are going to see that change. That high is situating itself further east and further south, and the troughing is starting to lift out. We've got ridging over the midsection of the country, and that's going to try to come east, but it's going to do so begrudgingly because it is going to be flattening out, and we're also going to have cooler air spreading across eastern Canada. So that's going to ultimately lead to a frontal system setting up not far away from our area, and we're going to have waves of rain tracking along it on and off during this week. We're going to be the battleground, but it is going to be a warmer week than we've had certainly in several days. Now, we're not going to be adding, though, to our snowfall, it does not appear. So far, many places are between 2 and 3 inches. Last week, we thought we'd do more to catch up, but didn't really pan out, unfortunately, for a number of reasons. So, for Monday, we're going to call it sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon. We'll have high clouds increasing in the warm advection. Highs will be in the mid-30s, and winds will be going southwest. Now, Monday night, we'll call it mostly cloudy. Lows will be in the low 30s. And then for Tuesday, this is the first batch of rain. Going to be a cloudy day, and the rain will probably hold off until the afternoon. We're going to see highs get into the low 40s, and Tuesday night we'll have showers continuing. Temperatures are going to be dropping back into the mid-30s, not too far to our north. There is the potential for some wet snow or freezing drizzle, but our temperatures are going to be too warm for that. Now, Wednesday morning, we have a slug of rain that goes through, and then we just stay mostly cloudy. Highs will be in the low 40s. And then Wednesday night, we're going to have a cloudy night with rain becoming more likely again overnight. Temperatures will be steady around 40, and rain is going to continue through Thursday and Thursday night with temperatures in the upper 40s. Now, Friday, I wish I could tell you that things were going to be different, but we've got one more area of rain that's going to be taking its time moving out. So it's going to be a mostly cloudy day with a 50% chance of showers, especially in the morning. Highs, though, are going to be a solid 10 to 15 degrees above average. Actually, make it more like 20 degrees above average by Friday. Highs will be in the mid-50s, and we'll see lows falling back into the low 40s. Does look like we might keep things warm for the beginning of the weekend as well, but then we're going to see, looking at a cooler pattern setting up in about a week from today. Now, with regard thinking big picture about snow, not going to see it anywhere in New York City and Long Island this week. That much is pretty much clear at this point. But we can't say there's no consolation for snow lovers. So if you are a snow lover in the East, can't say that we're going to get another snowless winter or that it's never going to snow again. I understand why this week, despite the fact that we had a couple of opportunities for snow, it was discouraging. But in the end, the big picture is that we have to look at things climatologically. And from that standpoint, the first big snowfall for our region during a strong El Nino winter often takes until late January. Remember, we've been expecting all along when winter started only 1 to 2 big snowstorms. So spread out during an entire winter means it's unlikely that one would have occurred by now. There's still a lot of winter left, and our snowiest month is February. So we are in, or had been in, an enduring Arctic outbreak, and we had that storm a couple of weeks ago that dumped significant snow totals just to our north. And since winter began, the models have produced a good amount of storms in the long range. And the long range is really used to determine large-scale patterns and trends. So if it's showing several events over a span of 10 days, then that's a good sign that a snow event, for example, could happen in that pattern. So we are experiencing a warmer, less snowy winter, but there is a lot of volatility, and I still think we will get those 1 to 2 big storms. Last winter and the winter of 1920, we barely had any of those things going for us. And they just didn't have the volatility. Also, Long Island and the city are not as snowy as a lot of people think. This isn't the tundra. We have a temperate climate, and we are near the ocean. So a lot of winters where we get 6 or more snowstorms or 40 or more inches of snow are not a regular thing. This is not North Dakota. We have much more volatile winters, and the last several have been warmer and less snowy, but there is a cyclical nature to this. And for example, if we look at all the winters from 1985 and 86 through 89 and 90, they dumped below average snowfall in Central Park. But in fact, during 3 of those winters, less than 2 inches fell in February. So you see that the cyclical trends. In the end, New York City is a place for snow lovers, but it's a place where we need to be patient. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC on Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.